Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your host here in Pasadena, California. This is a free, high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top-producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On the call today, I'm going to show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you, as a professional sales agent, make more money financially. And after the call, go to my website at tedkeysonline.com to hear more podcasts, read more blog posts, and watch more videos to explode your freight business today. Today's training topic is, what's your motivation? Let me say that again. What's your motivation? If there's anything that we require to be successful as a freight sales professional, it's motivation. It's what keeps us going. It's the sugar that keeps burning away inside of us. It's why we stay up at night and during the day. It's what keeps us going. It's the juice that we have to put forth to keep going. What's your motivation? Go ahead and let's go ahead and move down to those documents that I provide on every email that I go over to. And I'm going to go ahead and start with that first one. Now, taking the required steps to live your dreams and do what you desire in life will cost you. How about that? To actually acquire something in life, it's going to cost you. Here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to make sacrifices to keep learning and growing and changing. Here's the main question that I'm going to put forth right now to you is, are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to do what's required to obtain what your goal is in life, or certainly what your goal is as a seasoned, as a beginning freight sales professional? Are you willing to pay that price? Here's the kicker. Most people won't. Most people want, they desire to do great. They desire to accumulate wealth, whatever it is, but they won't do what's required. My question is, will you? Will you? And in order for you to do that, you must be motivated. Let's go ahead and move on here and open up that next attachment. So let's talk about motivation. Motivation is so important because there are three essentials. There are three main essentials to be successful in business. Three essentials for business success. In my opinion, the first thing that's required is motivation. The first thing that's required is motivation. The second thing that you require is goals. And the third thing that you require is a system in which to utilize, a system in which to build upon and build with. However, let me say it again, motivation is number one. Let's go ahead and move on from there. So, motivation, let's talk about it. There are three different types of motivation. Three different types of motivation. The first type of motivation is spiritual. First type of motivation is spiritual. And when I talk about spiritual, I talk about anything that comes from the Bible. Why? I'm a firm believer in the Bible. I'm a firm believer in faith. I'm a firm believer in what the Bible has to teach. And here's one good reason why. Question, what's the number one bought and read book in the world? Answer is the Bible. Where do you get it? It's available everywhere. So, first type of spiritual motivation for me comes from the Bible. Believe me, if it's successful for me, I'm going to suggest that you read it yourself and obtain your own spiritual motivation from the Bible. Second form of motivation is mental motivation. Mental motivation. Where do we get mental motivation, or how do we build our mental motivation? Well, there's a lot of self-help books that are out there. Where are they? They're available everywhere. There's a lot of training CDs. that are available everywhere. There are training DVDs. There are movies. There's a number of things that I put out there that you can read, such as my blog posts. There are other things that you can listen to, such as my podcasts. There are other things that you can watch, such as my video. One second. As I was saying, there are other pieces of information that I put out there, such as my videos. There's educational TV, but there is one thing that I strongly suggest you stay away from is news shows. Do not watch the news. Do not watch news shows. Why? They're only going to get you down. They're only going to 80% of what they talk about is negative. If you're going to stay positive in this profession, you must maintain a positive outlook. You must maintain a positive profile. Yes, there's educational TV, but do not watch the news. Do not watch news shows unless you want to be filled in with the daily drama and chaos of the day and allow that to get you down. Then you have nowhere to go but down as a freight sales agent. Stay away from news shows. The third form of motivation is physical motivation. Physical motivation, this is what you put your body through, because as you maintain a healthy lifestyle, you're going to feel healthy mentally. If you're not part, or if you don't have a routine exercise program right now, which is part of your physical motivation, I suggest you start doing it today, tomorrow, this week, and here's what you do. Do it 3 days a week, minimum 30 minutes, whatever it is you can find. I mean, there are tapes, there are shows on TV, but start a routine exercise program to assist you with your physical motivation. Again, just in review, three forms of motivation. There's spiritual motivation, mental motivation, and physical motivation. Let's go ahead and move on from there. And we'll open up this next document. So, speaking of motivation, I'm going to go over 8 motivation tips for freight agents. This is specifically for freight agents. 8 motivation tips for freight agents. Do your best to attempt to work just a portion of each of these into your daily routine if your desire, or if you're going to be successful in this profession. Let's talk about these. The first motivation tip as a freight agent is to set goals that you will accomplish. Let me say that again, set goals that you will accomplish. You're not creating a wish list. You're creating a success plan here. Motivation builds when you have a clear understanding of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what it is you're working to accomplish. The most successful freight sales agents are those who clearly understand their why. My question to you is, what's your why? Why are you doing this? When you have that established, then you will be able to set goals that you will accomplish. And that's tip number one. Tip number two, once you've done that, is devise a plan of action. Let me say that again, devise a plan of action. Once your goals are established, break each one down into weekly and daily action steps that you check off as you complete them. Over time, review your progress. One thing I suggest you do is celebrate the achievements that you make. One achievement that you can definitely celebrate is, hey, you've been talking to the shipping decision maker now for 2 months, and they finally gave the opportunity to move a load. Not only did you cover it, but you got the load picked up. That is a great achievement to celebrate, just to give you an example. These successes, they build momentum, and they're great motivators to keep you going. Number two, again, is devise a plan of action. Number three is time block your day. Let me repeat that again. Time block your day. motivation tip number three, blocking or compartmentalizing tasks into single chunks will assist in pushing through days when you feel slow or undermotivated. Here's an example. When making your daily cold calls, set aside 15 minutes to dial a certain number, then move on to the next 15-minute task. Splitting up your daily goals into small doable tasks lessens resistance, and your ability to finish them becomes more realistic. Again, number three is time block your day. Number four, very important tip of my eight tips, and that is to reach out to other entrepreneurs. That's one of the main reasons why I have this call every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, if I don't have to say it again. And that is for each of you on the listening that are listening here. It allows you to reach out to other entrepreneurs to see what everybody else is doing, to see the challenges that other folks are having, just so you know that you're not alone. And here's another thing why you should reach out to other entrepreneurs, and that is working from your home is isolating. So a great support network, online or off, keeps your motivation high and provides a boost of energy that gets you through the day. Network with other agents or any other self-employed individuals. You know, share your challenges. That's why I stress who's got the next question. You know, share your strategies and your methods of motivation. Networking with others reminds you of why you got into this business initially, and it keeps your motivation flowing. Stay abreast of my webinars that I do every Tuesday and the one that Maria does every Thursday. Keep abreast of those, the conference calls, to develop your sales skills and keep them continually razor sharp. Number four, again, is to reach out to other entrepreneurs. Number five, tip number five, is to start and stay healthy. Start and stay healthy. I just talked about this in a previous document. Sitting for long times is a detriment to staying healthy. It drains your energy and contributes to weight gain if you don't keep an eye on it. A sick and tired body can't maintain a motivated and productive lifestyle. That's just the way it is. So set aside time each day to get in at least 30 minutes of physical activity. This assists your body in releasing more endorphins, and that's a natural feel-good hormone that increases your energy and your motivation. So number five, again, is start and stay healthy. Number six, bear with me here, folks. Number six is dress for success. Dress for success. Hey, this is a profession that we do out of our home, but dressing is important. And although working from home gives you the ability to spend your day in pajamas, it doesn't mean that you should. Believe me, right now as I'm talking to you, I am not sitting in my pajamas. I am talking to you in a very nice pair of shorts, a very nice t-shirt, a sweatshirt. Wearing the right clothes can be a confidence booster and a motivator as well, believe it or not. So, if you desire to make $1 million, then dress like a millionaire. So dress for success. Don't show up in scraggly, worn-out clothes or your pajamas to be the millionaire that you desire to be. It's just not going to work. Tip number seven, your motivation tip, and that is to read my daily insight. If you're not on my email list, you won't receive it. So go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, go to contact, opt in there, and you'll receive daily my daily insight. Why? Because daily quotes are great motivators when you read them over and over again. If you're searching for daily motivation, read my insights that will land in your LDI Gmail account early every morning. Or, hey, if you're just on my email list, it's something that you can receive every single morning. Number seven, tip number seven is to read my daily insight. Tip number 8 to finish this off is to never, ever, 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 ever quit. Train yourself to finish what you start. Visualize your end goal. If you refuse to quit until you're done, you'll cross the finish line and discover you've got what it takes to succeed and be the success that you desire to be in the freight industry. Let me say it again, tip number 8, never, ever, ever quit. Just a quick review of my 8 motivation tips for freight agents. Number 1, set goals you will accomplish. Number 2, devise a plan of action. 3, time block your day. 4, reach out to other entrepreneurs. 5, start and stay healthy. 6, dress for success. 7, read my daily insight. 8, never, ever, ever quit. 8 great tips to stay motivated on a daily level, on a daily basis. Let's go ahead and move on from there to our next document, which reads, it's motivation that gets you going. It's discipline that keeps you growing. You could be as motivated as you want, but if you're not willing to follow through with discipline and hard work, you're at a standstill. You're not going to go anywhere. Your success is dependent on 2 major things: motivation to get you going. Second thing is discipline to keep you going. Motivation is the juice. Discipline does the heavy lifting to become the success that you desire to be. Motivation and discipline, don't ever forget it. Let's go ahead and move on from there, which leads us to remember. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that your attitude is everything about everything. Let me say this again. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, your attitude is everything about everything. When you go into every single call that you make, you check your attitude. Is your attitude in the right place? Do you sound as the professional and successful freight sales professional that you claim to be? Because if you aren't, your attitude is going to show it. If you are, your attitude is going to show it. So, as I said earlier, your attitude is everything about everything, and it must be. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, check your attitude every single time. Let's go ahead and move on from there into our last document, which states again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't be boring like the next guy. One more time, don't be boring like the next guy. Don't sound like the typical sales individual that's calling this shipping decision maker. Don't be boring like the next guy. What are you going to do? Be different. And if there's one way that you can be different is do your research on this individual. Go in there with something that this shipping decision maker can actually chew on. I mean, if you just go in there saying the same things, hi, I'm Ted, I'm here to talk about your freight sales needs, it's going to put them to sleep. It's boring, and you're sounding like the last guy that just called them. What are you going to do? Be different. Have the right attitude. And have something, have some research, have something of substance when you call every single shipping decision maker. Be different. Great topic for today. Topic is, what's your motivation? This is something that you have to decide. I cannot give this to you. What is your motivation? What's motivating you to be the successful freight sales agent that you desire to be? Any questions about what I just went over today, give me a call, 626-309-9141. Any questions about our top-notch freight sales system that we actually utilize to move freight here at Green Meadows Productions, call that same number, 626-309-9141, and you'll speak to my wife, Maria. Great topic for today. Keep this in mind, keep this in your heart, because it's the starting point to your success as a freight sales agent. Folks, take care. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.